Batesville police report the death of a teen Sunday on St. Louis Street. Police say the unidentified teen from Pulaski County reportedly sped past the police building, then accelerated and hit a retaining wall. The car then caught fire. Police have not released the teen's name at this time and say the incident is still under investigation. A man from Willow Springs was injured in a shooting on Wednesday. Around 1:30 Wednesday morning, police responded to a residence on the 200 block of Frisco Street and found John Paul Clifford Jones had a gunshot wound to his arm. Jones was taken to a Springfield hospital. He told authorities that Meredith Helms had shot him during an argument. A weapon was recovered and Helms was placed on a 24-hour hold for first-degree assault, unlawful use of a weapon, and armed criminal action. The shooting is still under investigation. The Arkansas State Police report that 66-year-old Douglas Starkey of Yellville pleaded guilty in Marion County Circuit Court to one count of felony theft of property and one count of felony abuse of office. This plea followed an investigation that was initiated at the request of the 14th Judicial Prosecutor's Office due to concerns about missing funds at the Marion County Regional Airport located in Flippin. Special agents from the Arkansas State Police Criminal Investigation Division determined that Starkey, who had served as treasurer of the airport board of directors, had stolen a total of $117,696 during his time as treasurer. Arkansas State Police CID special agents arrested Starkey on May 12th. As part of his sentence, Starkey will serve 6 years of probation and is required to pay full restitution of $117,696 to the Marion County Regional Airport. The Howell County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of an intoxicated driver following a pursuit in the early morning hours of July the 3rd. A suspect was taken into custody following the pursuit, initiated after the driver failed to yield during an attempted traffic stop on State Route 14. The Howell County Sheriff's Office deputy attempted to conduct the traffic stop of a vehicle operating in a careless and imprudent manner. The driver failed to stop, accelerated away, and led the deputy on a brief pursuit, reaching speeds of up to 90 miles per hour. The suspect, later identified as Jerry Crony, brought the vehicle to a stop on County Road 4410. Upon contact, the deputy detected signs of intoxication, including the odor of alcohol and the presence of multiple containers of American Honey whiskey inside the vehicle. Crony admitted to consuming alcohol earlier in the day and subsequently consented to a blood test after failing to complete a breath test roadside. Crony was taken to Ozarks Healthcare for a blood draw and later booked at the Howell County Adult Detention Center. During the booking process, Crony became increasingly uncooperative and began threatening law enforcement officers. Crony was booked into Howell County Jail and released on $10,000 bond. He's charged with felony aggravated fleeing, a stop or detention, and a misdemeanor driving while intoxicated. The Lawrence County 911 emergency director was arrested for stealing at a Paragould Walmart. According to reports, Paige Vanbrook of Walnut Ridge was arrested after authorities were notified that she had left the store with nearly $300 in stolen merchandise. Vanbrook was stopped and several items reported stolen were in her possession. Vanbrook is charged with theft of property. She is now free on bond. A man from Ava was injured in an accident in Webster County Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports the 29-year-old man suffered moderate injuries when he drove off the road and hit an embankment. The accident happened on U.S. 60 at Route A in Diggins. The man was taken to Cox South in Springfield. A man from Kentucky was arrested by the Highway Patrol in Howe County Wednesday. 34-year-old Charles Barnett was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance. He was taken to Howe County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. A sex offender registered with the Sheriff's Office in Baxter County was arrested Wednesday morning for two violations of the sex offender registration law. 38-year-old Chad Douglas was arrested and taken to Baxter County Detention Center and booked for felony failure to comply with registration and reporting requirements and felony sex offender residing in a prohibited area. His bond was set at $15,000. Flooding continues to be a problem on the Current and Jack's Fork rivers. Checking our latest update, we see the Middle Current River from Two Rivers to Log Yard is now closed. The Lower Current River from Log Yard to Gooseneck is closed. The entire Jack's Fork River is now back. back open. Remember to use caution when floating recently reopened stretches of the river. New hazards and fast, murky water will make floating more dangerous than usual. Be safe, wear your PFD, and be aware of your surroundings at all times. River closures for non-motorized vessels are implemented during elevated conditions to ensure the safety of park visitors. Note that these closures do not apply within 2 miles above and below the communities of Van Buren and Eminence, nor do they affect motorized vessels. The Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission awarded one contract for Southeast District during its regular meeting July 9th. The contract for $3,180,000 was awarded to Pace Construction for pavement improvements on Route 17 in Howe County from Route 63 to the Arkansas state line. Additional information regarding timelines and impacts to traffic will be released prior to the start of construction. If you need more information, you can call MoDOT's Customer Service Center toll-free at 1-888-ASK-MoDOT. The 131st Annual Old Soldiers, Sailors, Marines, and Air Force Reunion is set to begin Monday. ECNN talked to Don Grant, the quartermaster at the VFW Post 7831 in Mammoth Spring, about the reunion.
We've been active post since 1947. This is one of our fundraisers, as well as providing entertainment and a good time for the citizens here in the area. But the money that we receive not only helps us stay afloat throughout the year, but we do a lot of benefit and contribution type things to the area, to other veterans, and to just local people in need, and to other organizations. You know, like we've made donations to the library, to the museum, and stuff like that.
The Johnson Brother Carnival will open on Tuesday. There will be lots of other vendors and food booths at the reunion, plus lots of great entertainment. And finally, in our news, we want to say congratulations to Thayer's outstanding FCCLA members who represented Thayer and Missouri with excellence at the Nationals in Orlando. Avery Bowers and Haley Gorman won the gold medal in Chapter Service Project Display Level 3. Keely Combs and Riley Orff won the silver medal in Focus on Children Level 2, and Reese Pender won the gold medal in National Programs in Action Level 3. Their hard work, dedication, and leadership have made Thayer very proud.